I'm reporting there from Arizona.
23 minutes past 6 GMT, time for the business news, and it looks as though Japan's government's going to be paying the compensation bill caused by the nuclear disaster at Fukushima. It's agreed to set up a $62 billion fund to both help the victims of the disaster and to keep the plant's operator, TEPCO, in business. Well, our business reporter, Alex Ritson, joined us here in the studio. Alex.
Yes, TEPCO, of course, not a popular company at the moment, being the company behind the safety lapses which led to this disaster in Japan with the Fukushima nuclear plant. The Trade Minister, Banri Kaida, says this framework that has been set out by the government is not meant as a bailout of TEPCO. We made this framework so that compensation can take place swiftly for the victims, so that TEPCO can supply electricity in a stable way. Well, Mark Willoughby has been following the story in Tokyo for Australia's ABC network. He told me it's a very expensive business.
We know initially that the government's going to inject more than $60 billion worth of what they're calling special purpose bonds into a particular fund. That's so TEPCO can then meet its obligation to compensate people affected by this Fukushima crisis, because really TEPCO is facing a compensation bill estimated in the tens of billions of dollars, more than $60 billion, some say. So there are 117,000 Japanese who've been forced out of their homes by this nuclear problem. So for now, you know, not only have they lost their homes for the time being, they've lost their livelihoods, and for many farmers in the area, they've lost their livestock. So they are facing a hefty bill.
And when you say special purpose bonds, this means that the government is actually, well, it's having to borrow in order to set up this compensation fund.
Precisely, and this is a country with about the highest level of debt in the industrialised world. In fact, Japan's public debt is twice the size of its GDP. I think it's about $11 trillion is what the debt stands at the moment.
Is this going to perhaps even worsen the anger that some people I know are feeling against TEPCO for allowing this situation to develop in the first place, for allowing this the safety lapses that caused Fukushima to come to the brink of disaster?
I think it will, and we're getting more news overnight here in Tokyo that things are much worse than anyone thought. We'd all been told here in Japan that reactors 1, 2 and 3 were all stabilising. Then all of a sudden TEPCO has come out and said, well, actually, there could have been a meltdown of the fuel rods in Reactor 1. We're just dealing with a situation which has no end. And I think for a lot of people, especially those who've been forced out of their homes, it really is morale-zapping. And for many, it's really infuriating as well.
That's Mark Willoughby from Australia's ABC network in Tokyo. And one public concern was that the financial burden of the payouts for those affected by the radioactive leaks would put up electricity prices and further damage Japan's economy. The aim will be with this compensation package that that doesn't happen.
Alex, thank you very much. And I say very much because that is the swan song, isn't it? Poor Alex Ritson will no longer be with us broadcasting here. And after many years of distinguished and distinctive comments. Sitting here shorting. That is
going
the last
off,
time
as they say, to pastures new.
Indeed, and we hope fruitful and green and succulent pastures, as would only be fit.
Can I just say something here at this point? For years, we've listened to his dulcet tones, explain bear markets and dodgy loans, quarterly results, insider dealing. I think I even understand quantitative easing. As a business reporter, he's on top of his game, and his sartorial style puts us to shame. I've checked the markets. The numbers don't lie. The Ritson stock is at an all-time high.
There. Now, you don't get poetry of that quality on many other programmes, I might say.
I've written it down and signed it.
You can present it
for you to frame.
So, Alex.
Thank you so much. Oh, dear.
Now, cast your thoughts back over however many years broadcasting it is. Give us a moment.
A moment?
Yeah. Something that sticks in your mind.
Do you know, my favourite bit was the time I spent with President Gorbachev, who had been a sort of childhood hero, and I never thought it would happen, but I went to Moscow and I interviewed him, and I spent the best part of an afternoon with him, which was just extraordinary. It was a dream coming true.
I'll tell you what, we were thinking of what we could give you, and what better, I mean, what more valuable than some World Today airtime. I mean, the last 45 seconds, it's all yours, it's a gift.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm off to do something completely different. Having reported on businesses for years, I'm now going to go and start one, so just, you know, testing my own metal. I'm going to do something, if I may, very naughty. I just hope none of the bosses are listening. I'm going to end my broadcast career with a piece of music, and it's the theme of the radio station where I started 23 years ago, a little red pirate ship in the North Sea, and I love that radio station almost as much as I love this one. Thank you for everything. It's been wonderful being here.
Well, thank you, Alex. A great pleasure to work with you.